This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Tom, we have in the studio with us a comedian with a show that has been dubbed odd and unpredictable by the age and was accompanied by a 4.5 stars. We're excited to learn about what the show is about. Demi Lardner, welcome to Joy.
Was that this year?
Apparently so, yeah.
I don't read reviews, and that's a very nice surprise.
You deliberately not read reviews?
No, they're poison.
So it is. It's like all social media. You actually just got to put your art out there and then walk away.
That's all I do. I don't need anybody telling me what my garbage is worth.
Look, Demi, you're bringing your brand new show Ditch Witch 800 to the circuit,
yep.
Which has a little bit of similarities to the hit motion picture Shrek.
Yes,
am I wrong to say that it is a little bit similar or inspired?
It's I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Okay.
So I got the name of my show off the side of a truck that I saw in Sydney.
Okay. Was that for those powered diggers? Is that right?
Yeah. It was digging a big trench in the side of the road in Sydney, and that's where I got the name. And I've never seen Shrek, and don't you ever ask me ever again.
Okay. No, right, cool. I won't. Well, so Michelle directed it because she was in last week, remember? Do you remember? Yeah, Michelle.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
From
yeah.
Double Denim. Yeah, so she's directing it, and she's your friend of yours, correct?
Yes.
How's that like, going with a play and having a friend direct it for you? How's that?
I can't imagine it's anything less than hell for her. But the show is everything that I've ever thought of, basically slapped onto a stage, and I can't imagine what kind of job she's had trying to form it into something. But she's so good. She's such a good director, and she's also just like, you guys have met her. She's the most positive, wonderful, shining personality.
Well, a young man over here had a little semi-crush on the double.
I didn't have a crush. I'm a fan. I am a fan of the work. Thomas is a difference.
Is there a difference between it? Look, he was a fan of the work, but he had a little secret crush. Let me tell you, he did blush.
Yeah. Every week you expose me, Tom, and every week it's harder.
Yeah.
Look, it's not like Shrek. You've never seen Shrek.
I've never seen Shrek. I don't know what Shrek is.
What is Ditch Witch 800 like then?
It's, God.
I know, what a vague question.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's silly. I try to avoid telling people what the show is about because it's never actually about anything. You know, when you have to name the show, you have to think of the name, and then 4 months later you actually know what it's about, but it's about nothing. It's just stupid, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's like it's meant to be stupid. I have never had a point in comedy before, and this year even less so.
So is half of it ad-libbed? Are you just getting up there on stage and you're going with the mood or where the audience takes you?
So, like, some of it is, and that... I've never really done that before, which is great. I'm terrified every single night. But a lot of it as well is very, like, strictly scripted because half of it is sound cues.
Yeah, right.
Which means that if the computer loses battery like it did 3 nights ago, I am rooted. There's no way to come back from it. But it's working out great so far.
Thank the Lord.
I had a moment of panic the other night where I'm not great at ad-libbing, I'm not great at improv, and I asked a woman what her favourite crime was. Because I had nothing else in the tank.
And what was her favourite crime?
I think she said murder, and I was like, okay. Let's move on.
Murder on the dance
Maybe
floor.
Maybe that's a segment idea for us. Hey, what's your favourite murder? Text in.
That's really great. Look, I've heard here that you have some very devoted fans which you've built a very niche little community, but what's your biggest fan interaction?
Oh, gosh. People really like to ask to pick me up. I really like to, like, people...
Like, as in drive you to the show?
No, as in hold me physically like a baby. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a lot of photos of me after shows of people holding me like a baby.
Oh, so you say yes to it, okay. Oh,
of course I do. Like, what am I going to do, be, like, antsy about it at that point? Like, no, actually, my art is more than that. After I've just screamed at you about nanas for 20 minutes? No, you cannot hold me. Of course you can.
That sounds fantastic. That's my dream, to be carried around.
Oh, it's the best.
Like, I just want to be carried from one place to the other. I never want my feet to touch the ground again.
I'll piggyback you wherever you want.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice.
You might actually pull you up with that and becoming like a little chariot to the show.
I could live with like that. Yeah.
Now, I do want to know, knife sale.
Yes.
Can you explain the hashtag you use so frequently?
The people on Instagram who are following hashtag knife sale, surprise, the people who try to buy knives off of Instagram are very angry. And when you hashtag all of your posts with knife sale, they get like double angry. So it's
because you're talking about comedy and they want to talk about
comedy, yeah,
and they want to talk about knives.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm always like, hey guys, come to my show tonight. This is a picture of a bagel that I just made because I was really hungry. Hashtag knife sale. And they're like, where's the knife? So angry all the time, and it just gives me life fuel, basically.
Well, I never knew that people got that hung up with a knife.
I know.
Like, this is, you know, but it's a good thing about the world. There are plenty of, I don't want to say weirdos, but there's little niches everywhere out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
But do you pull around and do the whole Crocodile Dundee and go, that's not a knife, this is a knife?
Basically, all I ever do is there's one person that gets very, very, very upset with me, that their main focus on Instagram is coffee and knives. They send me, every single time I do it, they're like, how many times do I have to tell you, get off this hashtag? And every single time I say, I'm so sorry, I can't believe I did it again. It will not happen again 10 minutes later. Hashtag knife sale, please come to my comedy show.
Do you know what? I'm going to try that.
Your hashtag.
I need a few more followers. I wonder if I can get them in.
Oh, yeah, get this knife community on board.
I'll just tell them there's not a knife in my pocket. I'm just happy to see you.
We're going to take a photo after this. We'll put it on our socials and we're going to hashtag knife sale.
Hashtag knife sale.
Look, you can catch Demi performing in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Greek Centre now until Sunday, April 21st. You can get your tickies at comedyfestival.com.au. Demi, thank you for being with us.
What a great
morning.
Place to play. Do you get like some tickets to Malacca on the way?
Oh, man, it's a couple free drinks. Look for the man with the man bun on the top floor.
Oh, okay, love it. We love a man with a man bun.
Yeah. Did you swear in Greek on air, Tom? Was that what you just said? Please don't say it again.
I said terra musicalaca.
Oh, okay, it's a food.
I can say the word Malacca. Is that what you want to
do? Say that, Tom. Thanks, Demi, for coming here.
Thanks for having me.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.